The Witches by Roald Dahl, dramatized by Lucy Catherine. Part 2.
In fairy tales, witches wear silly black hats and they ride on broomsticks.
They're squeezing, like I'm in an iron suit, getting smaller and smaller. No prickling. I don't feel myself any longer.
But this story is not a fairy tale. This story is real.
I'm only an inch from the floor. I've got fairy front paws. I'm a mouse.
They dress in ordinary clothes and they live in ordinary houses. There could be one right next to you, right now.
Now for the mouse trap. Snappity snap. Snappity snap.
I'm not waiting for that.
The Grand High Witch has given me 500 doses of Formula 86 delayed action mouse maker as part of her plan to turn all the children of England into mice so that their school teachers will kill them with mouse traps. And she's about to set one for me. I run across the ballroom floor like a streak of lightning, over the witch's feet as fast as my four furry legs will carry me. I'm running, running for my life.
My grandmother was right about witches. They could be anyone. And they do hate children. They hate them enough to turn them into mice. I need a place to hide. Behind this chair leg looks best.
The witches search everywhere, but they can't find me.
Leave the little stinkpot alone. It's not worth bothering about. It is only a mouse now.
Yes, your grandness.
Somebody else will soon catch it. Let us get out of here. The meeting is over.
And with that, the witches all leave. Soon, the ballroom is empty and silent. I begin to move cautiously. Then I remember something.
Bruno Jenkins.
Another boy transformed into a mouse.
He must be around here somewhere. Bruno!
I try calling out, and I get the shock of my life. My voice is exactly the same as it was when I was a boy.
Hey, Bruno Jenkins, where are you?
My perfectly normal, rather loud voice is coming out of my tiny mouth.
If you can hear me, give me a shout.
I potter about between the chair legs, trying to get used to being so close to the ground. I soon decide I rather like it.
This is good fun. I could get used to being a mouse.
What's so special about being a boy, anyway?
Boys have to go to school. Mice don't. They don't have to pass exams. They don't have to worry about money. Mice have only two enemies, cats and humans. My grandmama is a human, and I know for certain that she will always love me, whatever I am. And she would never keep a cat.
This is tasty.
Up ahead, I see another mouse crouching on the floor, nibbling on a piece of bread.
Bruno, what have you found?
Fish paste sandwich. One of them dropped it. It is pretty good.
Listen, Bruno, now that we're both mice, I think we ought to start thinking a bit about the future.
What do you mean, we? You being a mouse has got nothing to do with me.
But you're a mouse too.
I'm not.
You are?
Leave me alone, will you?
Don't you know what's happened?
What are you talking about?
The witches turned you into a mouse. Then they did it to me too.
You're lying.
If you hadn't been so busy guzzling that sandwich, you would have noticed your hairy paws. Look at them.
What are you talking about?
I told you.
I've got fur. I am a mouse. Oh, you wait till my father hears about this.
He may think it's an improvement.
I don't want to be a mouse. I refuse to be a mouse. I'm Bruno Jenkins.
Stop jumping up and down. Look at the positives. You can live in a hole.
I don't want to live in a hole.
And you can creep into the larder at night.
Oh. I suppose.
Nibbling your way through all the packets in there. Cornflakes, raisins, chocolate biscuits.